Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. My mum has a somewhat unusual parenting philosophy.
One book I came across seemed to indicate that something they described as laissez-faire, that is to say, I tend not to interfere.
Growing up, my brother, my sister and I, we had no rules. We were pretty much free. Free to do whatever we wanted. When I was 11, I wanted to go to London by myself. It was an hour and a half on the train and another 40 minutes on the tube. But I remember my mum saying, if you think you can do it, then I think so too.
I think trust was quite a big element, that I kind of trusted you to make your own decisions about things, and that it actually didn't need me to be organising your lives for you and making decisions for you that I felt you were capable of making your own. I do. I think I feel sorry for young people whose parents are still kind of gripping them. Just kind of let them be.
And now, living 3,000 miles away from home, I haven't forgotten how my mother fostered that independence in me.
Mum?
Hello.
Hi, it's Louise.
Hello.
Do you have time?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically,
her philosophy is that children will grow into the spaces that you provide them. All she had to do was make sure that we were never confined. I sometimes think of it like gardening. She nurtured us and then let us grow.
If a child lives with criticism, it learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, it learns to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, it learns to be shy. If a child lives with shame, it learns to feel guilty.
I asked her if it was difficult to give us so much freedom.
It's always hard. Other things have been much harder. Being a single parent and not having somebody to discuss things with on a day-to-day basis, that's a lot of work.
And while we couldn't have everything we wanted, Mum let us know that we could do anything we wanted.
If a child lives with encouragement, it learns confidence. If a child lives with praise, it learns to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, it learns justice. If a child lives with security, it learns to have faith. If a child lives with approval, it learns to like itself. If a child lives with acceptance and friendship, it learns to find love in the world.
And no matter where I end up, I know I will always be welcome at home.
I can't think of anything that I specifically would have done differently. But then there's nothing has so far so good turned out to be a disaster.